Welcome to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, speaking to you from the future and the past, ruler of space and time, coming at you forwards and backwards, back to the future.
My name is Matt Arnold, having just my daughter turning 1 year old.
Oh, that's right,
recently.
Happy birthday to Dot.
I'm very excited about just taking this hour vacation that we have for ourselves, just not doing shit this week, just taking it off, just slacking, just having a little break.
Some of you may be double-taking, you're looking at the title, you're like, wait a minute, these boys did this already. That's right, we're doing a rerun week this week. Part of the reason why is we are, how close?
We are so close. But so Matt and I have been burning the midnight oil to hit a deadline on a feature film script. You might have seen us tweet about how we were done like a week ago.
From an IHOP.
Yeah, at IHOP, and that was, of course, us thumbing
lying.
Our nose in the
that was
eye.
Lying.
Of,
well, that, we wrote the end, but like now we gotta go through, we gotta make it clean.
We were basically tempting the fate of the writer gods, and then the next day we were like, oh my god, we desperately still need to do a ton of work.
Yeah,
on
Kathleen
this thing.
Sees a mistake in there and there, and it's just over. She just throws it out the window. So
at any rate, Matt and I are crunching this week to burn the midnight oil at both ends to get this script done, which means unfortunately no time for Heaven Heist. So we thought this would be a good week to do a rerun, and it's also kind of providential because the trailer for Fast 9 just dropped. Or is it actually Fast 10 this time?
No, it's Fast 9.
Fast 9 just dropped.
We're two ahead.
So we figured it was a time to revisit one of our classics, which is this episode where we broke Fast 10 right after Fast 8 came out. We were like, let's guess what the plot of Fast 9 will be, and then come up with the sequel to that one.
And I will say, some people were pointing out that we predict some things in Fast 10 on this break from a couple years ago, and we were dead on. Han comes back, rocket cars. We won't spoil
aliens.
It all for you. But,
the moon.
Yeah, going to space felt a little bit out of control, but then after, like, Superman, Hobbs, and Shaw with, like cybernetic like assassins and whatever's going on in Fast 9, it feels like space is pretty much where they're going anyways.
Yeah. Sit back, relax.
Enjoy this Story Break deep cut. Back from the cloud. This is like single digits.
This is the Disney archives that we're opening up here. Our break for Fast and Furious 10, the sequel for the as-to-be-unreleased Fast 9.
In honor of Fast and Furious, this has to be the fastest Story Break ever because we got a morning meeting soon.
Which is a fast one because we have a meeting in a little bit.
The meeting, by the way, is with the owners of the Fast and Furious franchise, and they desperately need the 10th. Because 9, they already got lined up, and they actually haven't told us the story at all because they want to keep it a secret, which is odd for the people who are hired to write Fast 10.
They're handing us the keys to the franchise? Anybody? No? Okay. Well, here's the thing. They do have one stipulation for Fast 10, and this is something that the writer of the...
We're going to put this franchise in 10th gear. A gear that all cars have.
It's a semi-truck based.
What if it's trucks this time? They haven't done trucks.
Well, let's hear the one.
So 9 might be trucks, but 10, they did stipulate this. They looked around. They saw what they saw what, you know, our good boys at SpaceX, et cetera, are doing. They're saying Fast 10 must get to space.
Okay. So first question, does it start in space or does it get to
space? It's got
to
get there. It's got to get there.
Second question, what happened in Fast 8 and what happens in Fast 9, which has not come out yet? So you want us to do the fastest episode yet, but really we have to break two movies. We have to break Fast 9 and then Fast 10.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, but here, I'll put it this way. You can just, we can do very light Fast 9. So fast, because we can do the same thing. So here's Fast 8. By the time you hear this,
know
Fast
where
8's out.
Dom has a baby, right?
Yep, that's why. That's why Dom betrayed his friends, because of family.
He had a baby?
It's his family.
It's his family. He's got to do it for his family.
Did they abduct his baby?
They abduct his baby, who he had with the girl from the fifth movie. They also have to kill the girl from the fifth movie.
Oh, God, that poor woman.
Fast and Furious is a very strict Christian franchise. You can't have Dom with a two loves. That'd be too much. So
okay,
they ice his baby mama. They ice his baby mama.
I liked
hard.
Her. That's so bad. Oh, man, she really got the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
could you imagine getting the call? It's like you're in Fast 8. Oh, finally, it's like you're just getting shot in the head. Ah.
Okay. So wait. So what happens at the end? He gets his baby.
He somehow forgives Jason Statham.
I have one really important question, which is, where does Helen Mirren show up?
She is Jason Statham and other dude's mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did she steal his baby?
No. He recruits her to help and like all that. Yeah, whatever. They're all on the same side now.
There's 9 million good guys and a new bad guy.
So yeah, there's no new bad guy.
Are they literally just trying to stop Dom? What is Dom trying to do?
Dom is
he's been imprisoned by the cruel car sorceress Charlize Theron.
To do what though? to do what?
The sorceress of cars has cast a spell on Dom Toretto.
We got to move through
the car sorceress flies in the air in her magical non-radar detectable magic car sorcery plane, and she wants a magical nuclear sub, which she's going to steal through a series of increasingly, you know, elaborate
car heists
okay. In order to get a sub.
So they stop it.
A Russian nuclear sub. The ultimate car.
The ultimate car.
So they stop it and he gets his baby back and they're all back together.
They're all friends. And again, like I said, I do need to point out he does forgive Jason Statham for murdering his good friend Han.
Okay, cool.
8 movies ago.
Okay, so 9...
And by the way, she gets away. She's still out there.
So just so that we
can
get through...
The car sorceress still lives.
Okay, just so we can get through this, I'm just going to say that 9 is very simple. 9 is simply they are training baby Vin Diesel.
Oh my God.
It's called Baby Driver.
Yeah, it is...
Fast and Furious 9, it takes a village.
All right, so no, but the fact that there's a baby is going to play very good. I mean...
Shoot, but you can't just skip 16 years. It'd all be so old.
Right. What if in 9 they race through time?
Okay, 9 is they race through time.
And when they come back, the kid is a radical teenager now.
Yeah, and they're already 16.
And then then the new one can be, it's like, because then he's a father teaching his son how to drive, right?
Wait, yeah. Really quick, how baller would it be if Fast and Furious 9 started with on black title 16 years later?
Yeah, but then they're all...
the only thing that would be more baller, Fast 9 started on black 1600 AD.
I think the Transformers is just like 2525 BC. Wait, where
fucking,
are we?
Dominic Toretto teams up with Leonardo da Vinci to create 16, like the first car, and like da Vinci comes up, da Vinci himself invents the NOS for it.
I was about to say it's 1600 AD, and you have these people that are looking for like a hero who can win like a chariot race or something, and they're chanting for like, they're like praying
chariot
for their new
race. AD. Okay, sure.
Whatever they're praying. Oh, 1600 AD. Oh no, it should be like 1600, like,
and he's a bunch of like Renaissance,
like BC,
at a Renaissance fair.
In my head, I was thinking BC.
Dominic Toretto drifting through time and falling back into the Roman days and having to win a fucking chariot race.
No, it's not him. What I was going to say is you would then cut to them and they're all racing and he's got his baby in his hand or whatnot, and then his baby gets sucked back into time.
Oh, by the way,
because his baby's the chosen one.
All right, real quick, I just want to pitch as a trailer moment.
I will put hard money, actual hard money, 2-1. On the fact that there will be a thing in Fast 9 where it looks like Vin Diesel's racing, but he's actually doing something like super dad, like buckling his like son.
Oh, like
in.
He's going to get his kid to daycare.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, and you think, but it's like, it turns out he's in a minivan or something. Like, that gag is guaranteed.
Did they
put
name
the
money kid
on
after
it.
Paul Walker? Is that
they
the thing?
Did, yeah. Okay, they call him Brian. And literally half the theater started clapping when I saw it.
It was my trailer moment. I was going to do is it's like, you just do, because you don't tease that it's Fast 9. You just do, you open, you know, like, in the time of the Romans, the chariot racers were as treated as gods, blah, 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 blah. And then you're pushing in, and then you just do that over-the-shoulder shot, like, and they're chanting, like, this for this hero to emerge, and then you fucking turn around, and it's Dominic Toretto. And you're like, what? And then it just goes Fast 9. And you're like, what? And then it would be like this, yeah, I don't know.
Dominicus Toretto.
That's pretty good. Okay. So it's a time traveling, 9 is a time traveling movie, and then somehow his baby becomes 16 by the time they get back.
No. All right, this is a good warm up. This is a good warm up.
Realistically,
but I think we need to take it.
Realistically,
to,
they're going to be like hardcore baby stuff, 9, and then it's going to be like a little tyke in 10. So you got a kid, but it's not going to be of
he's
driving age.
Be like,
but you better bet your ass that this kid's going to do something behind the wheel.
Yeah, in like Fast 20 when he's all
No. Like, even
boy.
As a kid, be, you know, he's gonna do a thing, and then Dom's gonna
you
look over.
You know what? You know who
like,
is gonna get the thankless task of rearing this child is Jordana fucking Brewster, who doesn't get to do anything in these movies anymore, other than just sit there and be worried about the boys. So now she's gonna have like, it's gonna be like, oh, he's so fast in his little car, and that's what she's gonna be doing on the sidelines.
Well, that would be Dom.
Like,
I feel like
jumping over missiles.
Very simply, if the kid becomes 16,
then Dom is gonna turn around and be like, just like a Toretto.
If the kid becomes if the kid becomes old enough to drive, then we have to assume all the other characters aren't driving anymore because they're all gonna be like freaking 50, 60 years old.
Oh yeah, nobody drives when they're 60 years old.
I mean, they're not gonna be.
You're 50, turning your keys, Grandpa.
They're not gonna be heisting anymore.
All right.
Well,
all right, all right. Let's. Okay.
Once a Toretto, always a Toretto.
Okay, all right, all right. This is secretly a very hard challenge you've given us.
You got
us
a kid
Freddy.
Now.
Well, no, well, and you also got
no, but it's also like we're already getting carried away with it. We want to take this very ironically. Like this That's is also true, like right. I think it's easy to be like, man, it's going to be stupid because the Fast and Furious movies right. are stupid.
No, no, no.
But
they
it's
don't.
Like,
they don't start.
I'm
there.
Interested
Me
in
and
the Freddy process.
Have respect of the franchise. Will
I know you have respect for the franchise, but it's also like you're going to do like it's like I'm like how do we create the environment that would accurately represent like what would this actually be like to create this movie?
And I know the
and I
thing
think
would
space
be to go
is fair. I don't think time travel is fair. I don't think you would
yeah,
get that.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
but I think we should work
movie.
Backwards from space because I think I don't think it's worth like
so
oh here's nine
space?
Because like what that's a lot. Like
it's just Armageddon.
When we say that the movie and this came by the way, this didn't come from just Freddy being like, hey, let's go in space. This came from when the writer said
I had
that,
an idea for that, him going to space.
Yeah, that he always
or
wanted
he'd be
no, he just
to
always
take
wanted
them
to do them.
Yeah.
He always wanted to take the franchise to space.
Okay. By space we mean the moon.
Or anything.
Yeah, but you can't drive. I mean, if we're going to get them in cars, right?
Yeah.
The cars have to be on some sort of surface to drive around.
Sure, but I don't know if going, I don't know if racing on the, this is the hard part, because what does it mean? Because racing on the moon to me is actually like weirdly more absurd than if they like had to race against like aliens, because I can't possibly think a rational reason for people to go on the moon and race on the moon. There's nothing
well,
there.
Here, I'll, put this, I'll put this way. Remember too, that the fact that we are going into more of a, away from the drag race, which is one and two was defined by the point to point drag race. Mm-hmm. Three is the one that introduced the concept of turning to these people.
But maybe we get back to it. Maybe despite the
space
despite the fact
races.
That we're going as far away from Earth as possible,
it's also the
we
most
get back.
Movie.
Yeah, we get back to the basics of like this is a drag race in space.
Oh, space race again, space race again.
And could you like, do a drag race between two rockets?
Yeah,
that's
what
I was
going to
say because I don't think yeah. I don't think there's nothing on the moon.
Oh, okay. Here, hold on, real quick. I just want to point this out. What's the problem with cars? Only one driver at a time. So everybody has to have their own car. You're never quite sure where you were. Despite the movie being about working as a team and being a family, everyone's
different.
Still driving their own car.
Well,
what if we could
jumping
all
from car
get
to car
them?
And all the cars are
but
working
what if
together.
We could all get them? Right? Some of the funnest parts of Fast 8 was the fact that for a moment, for a very brief moment in the end, there are moments where two characters are in the same car together.
Okay, what about this?
Everyone's in the same
what
car.
What if
it's a
they
rocket
discover
ship.
Something on the moon? Mm-hmm. Like whether it's a crashed alien spaceship or some sort of thing, right?
Yeah,
some sort
of
MacGuffin. And now the race.
And now the enemies
everyone has got to get to the moon and then land and race to the thing and get it before the it's like almost like a rat race type situation.
Yeah, I can see
as I really want some lunar like look, gets, I want a fucking lunar Mustang. Do you know what I mean? Like I want
moon is so slow. I want to like have like an alien chariot race.
Well, no, here, no, but that's absurd though. Here's
so there's no less absurd than going on the moon.
No. Because I can make the moon not absurd, right? Because remember, don't forget that Kurt Russell represents like shadowy U.S. government entity, which they are always kind of
your bag
either
like
working for
Musk
or not working for.
Guy.
So like, you just do this. Like, here's an easy way. Maybe not this, but like, easy way. There's some like U.S. space satellite goes awry. Like, so it's been hacked. It's just been like shooting off into space. And he's like, we need to get this back before the enemies get it. Charlize Theron is after it, too. It's shooting out away from the Earth. It's like some God killer's like satellite type of thing where that can target any city and blow it up and by dropping like, you know, whatever onto it. Like, we need to either get to it and get it back or destroy it. It's like, well, we can't reach it. It's like, well, we got to get to space. Like crashes into the moon and like everyone's going for this like piece of military tech that could destroy
the
world.
For the sake of 20 minutes into Yes and We'll Do It, but going to the moon when we have space is like.
What are they going to do?
It's like
Christmas.
Wait, let me finish. It's like Christopher Nolan doing concrete buildings for dreams. You guys have fucking space. And we're
what,
like,
you gonna
okay,
go to fucking like an
we're
alien
gonna,
planet?
Do,
what
yeah,
the
we're
fuck
gonna,
are you talking
about? We're gonna do
about?
Moonraker on the slowest low gravity planet
it's
out there, which
that,
is like 20
that,
miles
you
away
get back
from
to
what do you what when you say space, Matt, then what
I don't
do you
know.
Mean?
I just want to not
do you want
think
it
of
on an
simplest
alien
thing.
Planet? Because I'll tell you the only thing more boring than a moon is just the black fucking void of space with nothing in it. That's why space shit is hard.
You can do I mean look, the easiest answer is you literally just take the script from Armageddon, you replace all their names with the names of people and it essentially is a good movie. In fact, I think most of the characters are introduced by one character is introduced by driving away from the cops and then instead of needing oil point. Miners he'd be like we need the best and
we need the greatest murderous fast fierce team.
Look, we can definitely look.
No, man, I don't want to railroad you into Freddy and I's cool idea, but I
do
want you to plus one it. And
I just said, alien chariot race is cooler to me than Moonraker or alien invasion.
I feel like aliens is a bridge too far. Like, I feel like
like if Bond had an aliens. It's like,
yeah,
well,
it's a different. You're just.
You're right. No, you're right. Yeah. Though Moonraker was everybody's favorite Bond movie. So let's.
There wasn't aliens in motherfucking Moonraker.
I know. I wish
though.
There was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Then that would be what rockets Moonraker to the top of everyone's top five.
The Bond where he fights aliens. It is this specific. Like
there's
like
20 cracked articles in an alternate universe written about the time Bond jumped the shark by adding aliens to Moonraker.
No. But I do want to talk about this because it is
aliens might be a bridge too far.
It is specifically where my problem with aliens, because I don't want to just knee-jerk shit on it, because there is, but I do want to dissect it for a second. It is, you're talking about, as Blake Snyder would say, a double mumbo-jumbo situation.
Yeah.
Like the suspension of disbelief will get you to car stuff, and it could get you to space, in theory.
Yeah.
But, like,
you just
it's,
gotta work into it
it's like you're putting
movies.
Ice cream on spaghetti when you do aliens in a Fast
or
and Furious
like wizards
movie.
And aliens.
Yeah, like, you can't have, again, she couldn't literally be a car wizard, but it's okay if she's a tech car wizard. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you just have to, I don't know.
I get what you're saying. I just think I'm thinking that the idea of going to the moon is as stupid or silly as that.
All right. Well, but then what does going to space mean?
I don't know. That was the first thing I was trying to figure out.
Something more than I don't know.
Well, here's the other thing. It could be that the satellite is like not crash landed on the moon, which is, again, from an orbital dynamics standpoint, probably pretty unlikely given how much space there is in space. It could be that they're chasing down a satellite that's like heading towards somewhere. So then it's like the race very much between sort of two things. And then it becomes then instead of a single race, the whole movie is a race. Yeah.
I guess my problem is once you get to I don't know, this is my stubborn bugaboo, but I'm like, they need to be driving fucking cars at some point in this movie. Like, you can't just do their race. They're in, otherwise it's just Apollo 13 with Vin Diesel.
Well, like, alternately though, can you have like a split action type of thing where not the entire team is
you get
space.
A Ludacris flying a space shuttle while someone else is driving a car. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, couldn't they be driving then, like, on Earth to, like, try and disrupt the system, like, right? Like, it's like Charlize Theron, here's what it is, like, Charlize Theron is, like, piloting, like, some, like, Russian reclaimed, like, rocket to try and get this thing, and they're like, we need a stopper, it's like, we gotta hit this Russian base.
I think this is my problem with the moon, which is, it's just this, it comes from the car stuff, which is, have you seen the way the lunar cars drive?
Yeah, and they're bouncy and
slow. And yes, you want to talk about spending on ice cream. To me, it's like the moment you get a car and you're like, oh, it's a Mustang. It's like, okay, so this thing just flies through the air and it's not a car race. Like, you can't do a car race on the moon. It's going to be like,
It's going to be
Toretto in like a lawnmower being like, all right, like,
well, only
we got to
make it suck.
I would also throw the following out. In Fast Five, they literally, two cars drag a giant bank vault. Like, you can break the rules.
But that looks cool and connect
bit.
And realistic.
No, here we go. Here's
in a weird way.
I'll make it realistic. Ready for this?
Yeah.
What's the problem with the moon? Toretto's okay, all right, well, little scene from the movie here. Toretto's like, you can't drive any cars on the moon. There's no gravity there. It's like, no, Dom, what you need is downforce. And they take a bunch of rockets and they point them upwards so that they push the car into the ground so you can get enough grip. So then it becomes a fucking fast car on the moon. Like, the rockets go off and it keeps
okay. Let's do this.
We're going up.
I don't want to be.
He hits the thing and like it drops it down. It's like, now I got grip. And, it's like, and he like drifts and he drifts his name into the moon.
I guess we're just going for different things because yes, like to me the least favorite stuff is like they gotta go stop this government conspiracy. To me, I like
but
the idea
the
that these guys
of all the fucking fast movies.
Well, there's no problem with going back to
what
the
about a lunar drop? Like, what about an orbital drop? Do you like how they skydive the cars in five?
Yeah.
Or six or what? Seven or whatever?
Yeah.
What if you did, like, you know, like how they do those, like, the guy parachutes from fucking space? What if you do, they get the cars up into space and then drop a fucking fleet of hot rods through the ionosphere because they've got to land on the flying aircraft carrier from fucking Avengers or something? I don't know.
I think that's tech too far, though, right? Like, as weird as it is, their tech is all grounded.
How do you get the, what? Because he said he had an idea. He's like, oh, I know how you do it. And I'm like, how? How do you get the cars into, how do you get the fast car people into space?
I would take a guess that he has something like the fucking fastest people in the galaxy show up and they're like spaceship with a freaking, with like a tournament.
No.
And you really, you think
that aliens. It's, no.
That's fine. I think so. I don't think that's too. That's fine.
Look at the last. Look at. Sorry.
This
look
is,
at
by the
last
way, I feel like I've got an inside peek at what the conversation between George Lucas and Steven Spielberg was about, like, for 12 million years on Indiana Jones.
No, because there's
was
no.
Was whether or not you could do aliens in
no,
Indiana Jones.
Well, no, because this is.
But there's even some basis in archaeology and conspiracy theory that, like, aliens visited the people who built the pyramids or some shit like that. Like, that's actually a thing, as opposed to this, which is not a thing. Aliens
okay,
going
all right,
around.
Let's
be clear.
All right,
let's
no,
be clear.
Freddy, I'm going to square the circle. They're not glib blorb aliens. It's an alien crime syndicate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
they're here to heist Earth's most precious, valuable shit.
I want to make a point.
It's another anti-family story.
No, that I want to get closer. That's closer than just glib glorb aliens.
No, I just said aliens.
You gotta sell it. If you're gonna sell it, you have to sell it as a character. Matt.
Yeah. So, stop talking about the fucking dumbest idea, which is the moon, for a second, because let's see what two things people would want to see. All right, this is called Fast 10. All right, guys. Hey, we need to go to the moon.
Fast X.
Yeah. Audience walks away. Okay, now you're essentially doing Guardians of the Galaxy with like rock and roll music, and it looks like a fucking Marvel movie. And there's alien species coming down, and they're like, "We're here to fucking find the fastest people in the galaxy." You're like, "Whoa, what is this new Marvel movie? I'm hip to watch this." And then it cuts and it's fucking Dominic Toretto. And you're like, oh shit, it's Fast and the Furious fighting in fucking racing in outer space. This is cool as shit. Fucking $200 million. Hey, what was that other movie nobody watched? Oh yeah, Fast 9, the one where they go to the moon to fight bad guys on lunar modules.
I still think that sounds cool.
Still not buying it.
All right, fine. Let's do the moon.
No.
Let's do the moon. No, we're good.
Once
this podcast eventually comes out, we can see what the audience
likes.
We're
going to figure it out, gentlemen.
Here's my problem with the spaghetti thing, which I agree with. This is Cowboys and Aliens, but I don't think this is that situation at all.
It's such a departure.
Matt, hold on.
Yes, because you're talking about what I sense is we're doing space and we're not playing in the conceit. It's like the laziest version of it, which is like they go to space. Okay, what do they do? It's like, let's just take Fast 8, which is a submarine, and go slightly bigger. Now Kurt Russell's in space. And what you're going to have to essentially justify is a bunch of shit that's moving away what was fun about Fast and Furious in the first place, which is like there's some big government conspiracy and they're using the moon for some reason, which, by the way, is just as absurd as aliens. I don't think that's, to me, that's spaghetti on ice cream in the first place.
Okay. What if we do something like this? Here's all I'm picturing is you do this intergalactic alien destroyer shows up over Earth, right? And they're going to jack our planet. They're going to their dudes are coming down.
The trailer's got all the shots of people like looking up.
It's like XCOM, right? Like these aliens are dropping down. They're stealing everybody's shit. And it's all about family for Dom, and he's not going to let these guys fuck with his family. And then Kurt Russell's like, I've got a job for you. And the job is, just picture this.
Okay.
They launch the cars into space. The cars are flying towards this fucking spaceship. And then all of a sudden, like, their wheels magnetize, and they land. What I'm pitching is a car chase on the side of a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, that's rad. Now imagine this sequence.
And then, because then you get like one car's up here on top and another's at the bottom and they crisscross and
that's
like they're
cool.
Jumping into space. And like then you have like the aliens are like shooting at them on the ship as they're Tokyo drifting and stuff like that.
That is very
imagine
cool.
This sequence. Imagine the you
And
going
then
back
you can get
the-
a mission control scene where Kurt Russell's in mission control with the NASA boy. Anyway, sorry.
Again, you can also do like Body Snatchers-esque, like aliens are invading the planet. Because what's the biggest family? Humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Humanity.
So, all of Earth is a family.
So you would do.
And that's the speech, by the way. That's the speech Dom gives to the entire planet as they blast up.
So imagine a sequence where there's
family.
Like this new guy. This new guy comes on the racetrack. They're back racing finally. They've done with their heist. They're back on the field. They got their kid watching. Dominic Toretto's back on the racetrack doing cool shit.
Barbecue,
there's this new guy
Coronas.
Shows up. There's this new guy shows up fucking Terminator-esque with glasses, says nothing. And they're like, who is this dude? What is this guy doing? And maybe he steals a car thing and they race after him. And all of a sudden he just fucking evaporates. The car, boom, and they're like, and they have that shot where they're all just standing on the road with hair, with wind blowing in their hair. And they're like,
and they look
what
up.
Was, yeah, they're like, what was that? And then Kurt Russell shows up like, okay, there's like an alien invasion going on. And they need the fastest guys.
It's an alien invasion movie.
Yeah.
It's Armageddon meets Independence Day, essentially. Because it's the aliens from Independence Day, and they're fucking coming down. And yeah, you can maybe do their shapeshifters so that we can have them look like humans, and then you don't need to like have really cheesy alien makeup or anything
style.
Like that. And then you do it's, yeah. Oh, that could be fun.
If you do...
I fucking got it, you assholes. All right. You do their shapeshifters. Uh-huh. So what does the fucking alien look like? Who do we get back into this franchise?
Han. Yeah.
He takes the form of the man they all love that is haunt them from their past. But you have like, again, you go to the battle bridge of this spaceship looking over Earth itself, this jewel in the night. And who is there but Han? Dude, that's fucking...
Then in
11, you do... The Han alien becomes a good guy alien, and now you get Han back in the fucking
Han.
Crew as an
so
alien.
Here's, so, just yes, Han. And to go with this is what I...
And he loves Earth snacks!
Yeah, and he loves Earth snacks, and then in 11, you can do a whole wacky, like, alien Han is, like, he's finding...
Bear with me. It's not alien Han. It's Han. And here's why. We haven't talked about it, but Nine is a... Nine, we haven't figured out. Nine is a time travel movie. 10 is the concept. consequence of the time traveling from 9. And what you bear with me. And what you do is you can do either one. This is because one, you can set up the idea is like these aren't actually aliens; these are like humans from the future, or you just do they're aliens. But two, it is Han who is full of revenge, and it's the time travel. He was stopped. Maybe they go to save Han and I. If they have time travel, they go to save Han.
True.
Clear. That's the only reason. That's the only reason you can do time traveling.
Yeah, it's like
go to save
Dom
Han.
The Dom Toretto like worldview is definitely not let's go stop World War II and kill Hitler. It's I need to save my sideways Asian friend Han.
So why do the aliens need why do we need to go fast? Or these aliens?
I mean, they're essentially superheroes at this point, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You would do the army is trying to fight them and like, you know, the all Earth's trying to fight the aliens, but fucking it's because they're gonna need to drive on the fucking thing. Like it's gonna be yeah, it's like whatever like your version Wars, of the Star Wars yeah, the Star Death Star thing is he's gonna need them to pull this job.
Here, imagine this, because this is what I'm all I mean, maybe I'm just really obsessed with trying to keep it back to some Fast and Furious racing shit, which I know they've dropped away from so long ago. But I'm just but then they always end the movies like they're still racers. Like they always end the movies like, oh yeah, now we're just doing our thing.
Just us and a bunch of street racers.
But I'm just
here.
Imagining like maybe I'm just thinking too much of like John Wick or something where like or even 3. Maybe this is just based off of my love of Tokyo Drift. Or just imagining like the son of this alien. Because here's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining the final race and that it is just Dom versus the best racer of the alien species. And this guy's got like a fucking like anti-gravity zip zoop going along the streets thing. And all what does Dom have? He's got his old school fucking Mustang car and they race and then somehow he still wins.
I mean that is essentially how Fast
8
starts.
What?
There's a whole, literally Fast 8, the beginning, like 10 minute, like opening sequence is an entire Fast and the Furious movie summed up in a single like sequence.
Yeah.
You literally expect credits to roll after the end of this race. You're like, well, that was a whole
I like
movie.
The idea of that, the beginning of the movie. Cause again, it's like for Dom, right? It's like it's like you are being called to your higher purpose now. Like this is like about humanity. Yeah, this is about like, you know, like he has it all. He's got the kid, he's got the family, it's like he's in his bubble and he doesn't want to deal with the rest of the world. Like he's fine. He's like, you know, I don't want to deal with this, but he's being called to a higher level of heroism. I think that's all great. I do like it more as a doppelganger Han as an alien.
Yeah,
than
no, that's
it,
fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
Because that's essentially there's like I saw Han, and it's like what?
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing. By the way, you definitely like ARG style in 9. You are priming the audience for the alien invasion. Like you have your little post credit scene and shit like that. There's a fucking storm coming.
Oh,
in
there's
9.
Stuff like in all the government like computer hacking scenes. Like there's one guy in the back like tracking like some sort of giant spaceship. You're like, what the hell is he looking at?
In terms of the heist, I would do something like they're trying to destroy. They don't have nothing. They don't know what to do. They can't get onto this thing. They're going to stealth, get the fucking cars up there, and then they're going to use that to like break into the spaceship itself. Or they're going to drive the cars into the docking bay or whatever, and then you can get them driving around the alien spaceship. Yeah. But there's this whole thing to take down the ship from the inside, essentially. That's the plan.
All I know is that this is how it ends. This is definitely the end of Dominic Toretto, especially since he has a kid. This is the beginning of the new franchise. Because
you're gonna kill Vin Diesel?
Hey, just bear with me.
You have to pitch this to Vin Diesel.
Yeah, well, this is it has to end essentially like Iron Giant, because it would be they beat everything, but the aliens
it's blowing up.
Yeah, it's blowing up, and they're like, there's no way to stop that asteroid coming. We'd have to go like fast. And he's like, you need somebody to go fast, and he gets in the thing, and then you essentially get the Armageddon scene where he's talking to his family via video con as he's flying. Up to stop to blow up this thing that's heading, and you have essentially the goodbye to the whole family, and then he fucking sacrifices himself for all of humanity.
Oh, you know what? Here's what you do. It's like the warp core is gonna breach or whatever, and the explosion is gonna destroy the Earth or whatever you're gonna do. He's gotta fucking chuck it in the trunk of his truck in the car and fucking jump that thing off the spaceship into space and like, you know, like it's gonna blow up.
He's
right?
Flying
away.
Yeah,
but yeah, actually like that. I like all and then because then you can do like, did I make it out?
Yeah, exactly. Since you're in space and shit like that, you could always have a
but he's this guy who all he wants to do is hold on to his family at the beginning, and then he, you know, lets go of them at the he, you know, he sacrifices himself
for
them.
God, because at the end, if he's talking on the video, right, as he's like flying through space with a thing, it's like if you don't do this time travel thing, his kid is still 4, he's fucking giving the video It's the video that he's going, that his kid's gonna see.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's
yeah.
like, he's like, he's like, he's like, record this. And he's talking, he's like, hey, you know, Brian, like, I'm sorry you never got to meet
as
your dad. As he's driving,
jumping
tears
a GTO
are in
off
yeah,
an
exactly.
alien spaceship.
Yeah, and yeah. he's, and he's fucking giving the message to his son to watch. And then you, and then you can do like 16 years later, and you have like, they finally play the video for Brian, and then he's like, and then he watches it, he puts a tear in his eyes, and then he stops the tape, he opens the flap, and he's at a racetrack. And his
yeah!
son, and his son gets in it, and you, and you realize he watches this for inspiration. Then if you want to do the fucking next level thing, is he races, he crosses the finish line, and everybody's cheering, and he pan across the crowd, and Dom's there. He's like, wait, how did Dom, where did he come back from? Boom.
All right. That's pretty good.
I do like the idea of Dom being able to give Earth a Paxton speech about how family is like, now we have a real family, which is
so
the family.
Basically like Rogue One meets Fast and the Furious. Sure. All right. So Act One, you get your car, you get your street racing, you get your sipping brews, you know, love and life. He wants to stay out of it, right? Like he's got this his family
yeah.
thing going on. But
hey,
then,
yeah, I
holy
got a
shit.
Job for you. No thanks. I got my family
exactly.
now. Yeah, exactly.
But then, holy shit, alien invasion.
Yeah. What you do is you fucking literally have an asteroid or something hit the racetrack, like something blows up, like what the fuck was that, and they look at him and they see shit falling over the sky.
Alien invasion. Everyone's getting yeah. their shit jacked, right? Yeah. And now Toretto has a choice.
Yeah.
It's, do I take my family and fucking hightail it out of the city?
Yeah.
Do I bail on, where do they live, Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Do I bail on LA, my fucking home? Do we go yeah. to the mountains and go live in the fucking shacks and try to hide from these guys?
Yeah.
Or do we stand and fight because yeah. we're a fucking family, right? So then you do, he's like, I want in, like whatever this job is, yeah. like my crew is in. So then you do like, that's your act two, essentially. Act three is, of course, getting the whole fucking gang back together. Fucking Ludacris has been leading
in. Oh, you can absolutely do like Kurt Russell or somebody is in league with, like, again, he's like what do you think I'm doing? I sold out of the United States to save some of us,
yeah.
like, and so like that way you still have like maybe they have to go break into a place so you can still get some normal car driving, etc.
Act three is you're putting the crew together, right?
Yeah.
So yes,
yeah,
someone like Ludacris has been enslaved, but I don't know why I keep going to Ludacris, like, you know, Letty has been enslaved by the, she's in prison, you know,
yeah.
like we gotta figure out where the fuck the Rock is, do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you do, like, we cut to the Rock in prison arm wrestling a giant alien space guard. At any rate, Act Three, you get your fun action of getting the crew back together.
Yeah.
Some like pre-heist. There's some pre-heist.
Pre-heist. Some them plan. Them make planning the strike. Like
yeah.
the whole thing. Like, you know, like, ooh, this guy was my enemy in nine, and he's gonna, Charlize Theron's gonna be on our team now. And here's, you know, fucking blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Of course, some of the former bad guys come back now, working for the aliens, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's like, you sold out, you piece of shit. Fuck you. Like that whole thing. So then you do end of Act Three. They blast off into space, right?
Oh, I was just gonna say end of Act Three or Act Two. One of those two. Be it's Han.
Yeah, we'll figure
yeah,
that out
yeah,
in a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
That mean, but it's like you do Act Three. If this is a five act, you do like your big midpoint is they launch into space. That you have your midpoint action sequence is the heist, essentially,
yeah.
right? Breaking in, they are driving along the top of the spaceship. They're diving inside. They're hacking the alien ship.
Yeah.
You know, someone's on the alien wreck bar schmoozing with sexy alien chicks or whatever. And then you do end of Act Four, there's the big crisis. The ship is blowing up now. They're trying to escape, and then Dom sacrifices himself.
If you're gonna,
to
do,
save
if you're
his
gonna do, like, if you want to get a little like social commentary in here, what it could be is the kind of, if you, I don't know if you saw the Torchwood one where the, like, the alien needs children.
Oh, the alien taking kids.
Or was, you could do kids, or I was going to say you do something like, again, it's like, what's
cars.
The compromise? Cars. I was going to say, sure. I was going to say the compromise was going to be. The aliens freaking come to get slave labor. Like, they, and Kurt Russell or the American government was like, look, don't take over Earth. We will give you our, like, strongest 50% of our population to leave us alone. And they're sending them the
they're,
you know,
rounding
the,
people up.
Exactly. The strongest, the dumbest, the poorest, and whatnot. And of course, so all these hijackers and car and criminals all get sent to space. And then Kurt Russell's like, what do you guys want? Like, we're saving humanity. He's like, you're not saving humanity.
You're
like,
selling it
out. Yeah, you're selling us out to save the 1%
oh,
or whatever.
Well, then you
it
do
is.
He's got, it's also, there's a two-team operation. Because if you do that, this has also been a plan to get some people on the inside of that ship. Do you
oh.
know what I mean? So Kurt Russell has also been
a good guy. This is where Kurt Russell becomes
good guy. Kurt Russell, like, again, like Letty and whoever, like a couple, like, again, the half of your crew has been rounded up and sent up to the spaceship,
yeah.
but they're on the inside, like they're fucking figuring it out.
You have that scene where you essentially tell, that way you can get that same sort of like screw smart people vibe you get from Armageddon, where like Vin Diesel's cursing at Kurt Russell as he's sending him. He's like, if I wanted to take them out from the inside, what do you think I would have sent? A bunch of fucking nerdy scientists. And he gives him a wink, and Vin Diesel's like, I get what you're saying. It's like, you're bringing us into the inside. This spaceship. And yeah. you're like, oh shit, Kurt Russell's actually helping them.
Yeah, see, he's always been unclear in terms of morality, so that does fit right in with his character.
Well, yeah, Kurt Russell's like, no, I want to take these freaking aliens. I'm not giving 50% of the Earth's population to them.
I do like the idea of like one of them and the team is like they encounter some alien technology. It's like, well, I don't get this. It's like, does it have four wheels?
Yes.
It's like then it can drive, and then it just slams some like alien shifter into gear as they just peel yeah. out. Yes. This is
actually a pretty dope pretty movie. Good. I think it's pretty good. I think that's the movie.
Is that a fast? Are we just done? Are we just
Fast and Furious? It's Fast and Furious meets Independence Day. It's essentially aliens invade Earth and the Fast and the Furious crew. That's the new bad guy. These vicious alien overlords. You know, if you were to then take this to the next level, it would be like, okay, you have to sell me on who the lead alien villain character is. You have to make him compelling. I really like the idea.
I like the idea that's Han.
I like that they and then because you can also do it's like that. I'm going back for Han. Some piece of him still in there or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Does it end with alien Han as part of the crew?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
All right, so he blows up, and then you kind of 16 years later, his son watches the tape every time before his race, and his son's becoming fucking badass, and then you have that goofy next time thing where you see Vin Diesel still in the car. You're like, what happened? How did he survive? Or is it another alien just shape-shifting? Who knows? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. I think the best way to end this episode is everybody has to give their version of what Vin Diesel's speech to humanity is, like off the top of the dome. I think Matt has to go first.
Well, I don't think it's a speech to humanity because he's talking to, you'd be like.
No. There's definitely a pre-fight pump-up speech, like Paxton style or Pullman.
Yeah, is Dominic Toretto address all of the alien? Because someone's going to have to incite the humans on the ship to revolt and to take up arms against the aliens, right? And then someone's also got to inspire everybody back home with a rousing speech about why we're doing this. And
yeah,
it seems
then you can cut to like the the weary masses like exiting their homes, like looking up to the sky.
He'd just be like, "It's the most important thing. I don't know what my Vin Diesel is. The most important thing is family. Remember this. If we give up 50% of us, we give up all of us." And then that's all I got. And then that's it. Then he would just accelerate the car.
No. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think about how you can get the phrase, like, I want to get living quarter your life line, a quarter mile at a time somewhere in there. Like, I think that's how he kicks it off. It's like,
Oh, that's what he says to his son.
About like just a world where like again because it's like almost like a world where like acknowledgement of how crazy all of this has gotten and he's like, you know, the road of life throws some crazy turns your way. I've been a lot of places, I've done a lot of things. I want that kind of emotion to it.
Yeah, I love
the people of Brazil. I'm sorry that to Dubai, I can't go back there anymore.
Well, no, but it is also like, because if it's a pivot, he's like, I used to be criminal. Yeah. Like, I used to be this guy. Like, I am this guy. I'm just a bum.
Like, I used to
know what I mean? Like, I think it's like, here's the challenge. Could you, at the most absurd the movies have ever gotten, get the most real with Dom you've ever gotten in this speech?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Where he's like, I've had friends die. Oh. I have lost brothers and sisters. I have stolen and committed sins. I am a sinner. I am a weak man. Like, I am a, ultimately I'm someone who acts out of fear, but like, if we can just come together and we can do
that, we can find a better way.
Like,
a family is only as strong as its weakest link. I'm sorry that I've been a weak link. I've let you down, humanity, but I hope you understand that if a man like me can do this.
If I can change and you can change.
That's pretty much it.
But that's your big thing is like, can you get people to be like, yeah, that was the most ridiculous thing, but I was like, but oh my God, that Dom speech.
Like,
Vin Diesel, best clip actor, Academy Award for best actor, Vin
clip
Diesel.
Clip that out. I'm watching it on YouTube for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I used to think family was only the people close to me.
That's exactly what it is. Yes.
And I see now it's all of you.
We're all family. When we fight each other, we're family, fighting each other. Now we got to, we have to band together. That's the only way we survive. That's the only way this whole planet will survive. I've been out there, he's talking about like seeing Earth. Like we're just this little blue dot. Like you do like Carl Sagan, pale blue dot.
He does the whole thing where he talks about, he does like from the favelas of Brazil, and then you cut to like the scene, and like you have like one kid, the two comedic characters from like Fast Five are like nodding, and then he's like to the
streets of Dubai.
Tokyo. Yeah. He'd be like, 15 years ago, a quarter mile seemed like an entire lifetime.
but from up here, and he's like, yes. But from up here, it's just this dot. Yeah. It's just a speck of sand.
Yeah.
Like he's just having this existential. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. This could be one of the greatest movie speeches of all time.
Yeah, man. Dude, no, it's, yeah, it's Dominic Toretto beholds the majesty of space and sees our tiny existence within it. And he realizes the fragility and yet the beauty of life itself.
I think this
and he's
ends,
humbled by,
I think
yeah.
this ends this franchise.
Well, it's like one of those nice reboots. Because again, you figure this is 2 years till the next one. It's going to be 4 years from now. It's like, you can still have, I think you want to jumpstart to like Vin Diesel's kid or something. Again, you can still have, it'd be cool to have like the old crew like teach like these new hot shots. Because how do you go back to small? Like right now, Fast and Furious can't do Fast 9. Oh, we go back to racing quarter miles.
Yeah.
Like you have to like fucking threaten the earth before you can just go back. Be like, okay, we've got as big as we can.
All time, again, because I'm also all about these all time trailer fake outs, but just starting the trailer like it is an alien invasion movie. And they're here. Oh my God. The president's been rounded up. Bring us our people. And like these like aliens are beaming down like there's no hope. We're surviving by a threat. Blah, 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 blah. What do we do? And then you just cut to Kurt Russell like fucking cracking open a beer. He's like, I know a couple of guys. And then like,
oh, it would totally
and
be.
And you just roll up this fucking garage like, and then Vin Diesel comes out and the entire crowd just starts screaming.
If you want to talk about people getting nuts, be like, what's going on? It's like you do the whole alien thing. It lands at the White House. It's the White House. And it's fucking the president of the United States. And it's Kurt Russell. You're like, wait, Kurt Russell. Okay. It's a Kurt Russell movie. And then the ship drops down. Like, I wonder what these motherfuckers look like. And Han steps out. You're like, wait, is that? That's not Han. This is the guy who plays Han. It's like, what's going on here? It's like, shit, call the guys. And then,
Han is your midpoint. No, that's true. You don't want to, that's Han true. Is like, no, Han is.
You're right.
It's like, the aliens come and he's like, my God, like, what do we do, Mr. President? Get me the phone. Like, I know a couple of guys. He's like, And then, so then you do the
bring
thing.
Bring him in. You know, a garage door rolls up. Mm-hmm. Cut to medium close up of a bald head looking down, dolly in. He's got like a pipe, like a wrench, like a tire wrench slung over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Slow dolly in as Vin Diesel looks up and says, I heard you needed a crew.
Oh, you totally do. Totally do like a stuffy looking FBI guy just going into a mechanic shop and you're like, what? And then he taps on the door and then from underneath slides out top. He's like, I hear you're looking for a crew. Exactly. So,
but then you do, your midpoint is definitely like a bloodied, beaten Dominic Toretto
is
thrown into an alien like interrogation thing, and then out from the shadows, it's like, I've been watching you, Toretto. Blah 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 blah. And he sits down in this fucking Han. Yeah.
All right, let's see this little green man. And then Han comes out, and then Dom just stares, and then Han just smiles. They're like, oh shit! And it just goes into the end of the show.
It's just them driving on the spaceship. Vin flooring it in his fucking GTO, just looking out his window, and then there's an alien on some souped up like laser bike, like me.
So bonkers.
Fast 10. What's the subtitle of it? Fast X.
Oh God, we didn't even think about it.
Yeah, Fast. We need a good
Fast and the Furious. Fast and space Furious. Pun.
Fast and Furious.
I'm surprised that the poster hasn't done like F. You know, FF. Something's like the F stands for family. Lob that one to the marketing guys.
Fast and the Furious, forever.
Fast and the Furious. Fast forever.
Fast forever.
There you go.
That's pretty good. Fast forever.
All right.
Either that or that's 9 because it's a time travel one. But we'll see. Let's fast forever.
Fast forever.
Hey everyone, Mujan Zulfikari here with the cast of Mission to Zix.
Hello.
Our fourth season premiere is on February 19th, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the show, we decided to ask one of our characters to give you a quick recap of what's happened so far, so say hi,
C-53. Hello, how may I be of service?
C, could you tell us what's happening in the Zix Quadrant leading up to Season 4?
Certainly. The evil Nerit Bundeloy, not to be confused with the non-evil Nerit Bundeloy of no relation, murdered his fellow counselors and crowned himself Emperor of the Galaxy. With the help of myself and the rest of the crew of the Bartaria Jade, Zim and I plucked Dexter Nunt, the Emperor, and an ancient cosmic entity known as Beano into a chasm aboard the gigantic Planet Crusher Crusher, a machine built to crush planet crushers, which in turn were designed to crush planets. The resulting implosion created a vast celestial object with unknown powers. We are currently in search of our former rebel commander, Sisu Gundu, who may yet reunite our fractured galaxy. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, all clear to me. Mission to Zix, Season 4, debuts on February 19th on Maximum Fun.
Well, there it is. You're back to the present.
I don't
present.
Think space is that weird.
Huh?
I don't think going to space is that weird.
Yeah, I'm glad listening, because we definitely sat here and listened to that episode with you guys. We just listened to it. And it's fun listening to us in the past.
Like we're not the, back then we weren't the polished podcast professionals that we are today. So
are we polished today?
Polished. Mm. Popping those peas.
Oh, please stop. I'm begging
Close.
You.
Close. Will, fan art this week?
Yeah, we actually got, so we got an amazing piece of fan art. This is sort of like a fan art collabo between Sruthika Sabu and Robbie Alton. Sruthika has done a bunch of awesome Heaven Heist fan art for us, and she did a freaking animatic to the song that Robbie Alton wrote for the opening scene of his Heaven Heist musical. It's on our Twitter at RJ Story Break on Twitter. It's also on the Facebook group, bit.ly/Facebook. Go check it out, and a bunch of other good art as well.
No. bit.ly/Facebook definitely doesn't take you to our Facebook
Go
page.
Go to storybreak.com/Facebook bit.ly/storybreak.
All right, once you've uninstalled the spyware from your computer, head on over to bit.ly/storybreakfb. Thank you so much for that collabo.
Yes,
it's
a very, very cool stuff. Rare
Pokemon indeed in the world of fan art. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks so much to Maximum Fun for having us on their excellent podcast network, MaximumFun.org, for all of your podcasting needs. We're getting ready for, it's not yet, but Max Fun Drive is coming up soon, and we have a really fun idea for what we're going to do. More info on that soon. So that's going to do it for us this week. We're back to our usual Heaven Heist shenanigans starting next week. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, my name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, and this podcast is all about family. And now I'm going to go give it to Matt for family.
I would die. I would ride and die for you.
You would ride and die?
Ride and die.
I would do both. Forget ride or die. Either we'll ride and die.
Ride and die.
Break.
Ride or die. Ride then die. Die then ride. I don't care any order. I'll do it for you. My name is Matt Arnold. And definitely the 10th movie should be called Fast and Furious X vs. Ever.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm Jared Hill, co-host of the brand new Maximum Fun podcast, Fantime.
And I'm Travell Anderson. I'm the other more fabulous co-host. And the reason you really should be tuning in.
I feel the nausea rising.
To be Fantime is to be a big fan of something, but also have some challenging or anti feelings toward it.
Kind of like Kanye.
We're all fans of Kanye. He's a musical genius, but like, you know.
He thinks slavery is a choice.
Or like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I love the drama, but do I want to see black women fighting each other on screen?
To the nah. We're tackling all of those complex and complicated conversations about the people, places, and things that we love.
Even though they may not love us back.
Fanti, Maximum Fun, podcast.
Ow.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.